Today's passage is John 5, verses 16 to 29. And this was why the Jews were persecuting Jesus, because he was doing these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." This was why the Jews were seeking all the more to kill him, because not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal with God. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him, so that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so also the Son gives life to those to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son, just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming, and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment." In the passage right before this, Jesus just healed the lame man by the pool. This was truly a miraculous healing, since the man was lame for 38 years. As Jesus commanded him, the man got up, took up his bed, and walked. Yet instead of praising God, the Jewish leaders get upset because this was all happening on the Sabbath. In their minds, the man was breaking the law by picking up his bed, and Jesus was also in the wrong for doing work on the Sabbath. The Jewish leaders took the Sabbath laws of the Old Testament to the extreme for doing no work, at the cost of breaking God's other laws, like loving him and loving their neighbors. And it's safe to infer from here and other passages that they were upset that Jesus was upending everything they held dear to. Until Jesus came along, they were the religious elite, the ones who had honor and power, and they did not like the disruption that Jesus was bringing to their system. The first verses that we read here sum up why the Jewish leaders were seeking to kill him. First, as we just talked about, he was healing, which they categorized as work, on the Sabbath. To which Jesus responds, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." He says that God is active, and this healing is a part of that work. And he refers to God as his Father. So that was another reason the Jewish leaders wanted to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, he was calling God his Father. In response to this, Jesus does not shy away from the accusations. Rather, he leans into them, since they are true. He basically says that they're exactly right. "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." This is an incredible statement. On one hand, it shows the power and authority of Jesus, since he is doing the Father's work, as he demonstrated with the healing of the lame man. And on the other hand, it shows the perfect submission and dependence of Jesus, because he only does what his Father does. This is what man was created for, to be in submission and dependence on God. Yet in our sin, we chose to do things our own way. From Adam and Eve till today, the effect of sin is a desire for independence from God. Yet Jesus lives as the perfect Son and Of course, he is our example. The verses following this continue to show the oneness that God had, that Jesus had with the Father. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. Today, we see glimpses of this on earth between earthly fathers and sons. And that's just a fraction of God the Father's love for Jesus. There are greater works that Jesus will perform, it says here too. In Jesus, not only is there healing from years of sickness and disabilities, but there will be resurrection from the dead. Indeed, later on in John, Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. And that is just a sign to later on even greater works, such as his own resurrection and the eternal life that Jesus gives to those who believe in him. In verse 24, he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." In case it wasn't clear, Jesus repeats what he's been talking about in the last five verses, that God the Father has given him authority to give life or to give judgment. Note that in verse 25, Jesus says the hour is coming and is now here, where the dead will hear his voice and those who hear will live. Jesus' words bring life, just like for the Samaritan woman. She believed and experienced living water. Going back to verse 24 also, the timing of having eternal life starts when somebody believes in him, not just when they die. So today, let's consider the authority of Jesus and the life that is found in him alone. I want to encourage us to focus on the eternal life that Jesus offers us right now. We do not have to wait till we physically die to experience life in Jesus, but rather, we can start to experience it now. One way of experiencing this eternal life is by seeking how the Father is working. Remember, Jesus said, "My Father is working until now, and I am working." And that's still true today. Let's be seeking how God is working and aim to join in. As an example, on Sunday, Pastor Barry talked about eating with others as a great way to bless those around us. That's joining in the Father's work. Perhaps in having a meal together, God will speak through you and show the Father's love to the other person. Let's listen and pray in expectation of God. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would help us to realize this eternal life that you have given us for today. Lord, it's not just something that we'll experience later on, although we will experience it perfectly later on. But Lord, we have it available to us now by your grace. And Lord, I pray that we would be able to join in on your work. Help us to discern how you're moving and help us to join in. Lord, I pray especially for areas where we feel dull or lifeless. God, may you bring your spirit into those areas and stir up in us this excitement and this faith to see that you are truly working and that life is just flowing from you to us. We thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.